Okay, today's daf is Chala Daf Yud Zayin. As we get into the second parak here in Maseches Chala, there is tremendous lumdus here. We think sometimes Yerushalmi is more dry and shorter, but these dafim, as we just had yesterday's daf and today's daf, we will have a number of important topics relating to our sugya. So we started the second parak yesterday, and we spoke about Peres Chutz Laaretz. So this is interesting. It's not a usual, or it's not an exact parallel to a mitzvah hatuliyah baaretz. Usually, mitzvahs hatuliyahs baaretz are defined as something that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chayiv, and something that grows in Chutz Laaretz is pater. But as we saw from Rabbi Akiva Shita in the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak, it doesn't go by where it grows, right? It goes by where Gilgul Ha'isa is done, where you make the dough. If you make the dough in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv, even if the tvua came from Chutz Laaretz. If you make the dough in Chutz Laaretz, it's pater, even if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar is machayiv. Rabbi Elazar argues, he says, doesn't matter if it grew in Eretz Yisrael or the Gilgul Ha'isa happened in Eretz Yisrael, either one, both of those are going to be chayiv. So we'll have to get back to that. That was number one case of the Mishnah. Case number two of the Mishnah was about the dirt. Offer Chutz Laaretz Shebav Esfina. If you have a dirt and a boat, and something that grows in the boat, the Gemara will talk more about this. But if something grows in the boat, so the Tanna Kamma says it's chayiv and maaser and mishvius, and the Gemara talks about there's no break, there's it's a porous boat, or at least in terms of it being a cheres or dirt. And Rabbi Yehuda says no, only if the sfina, if the boat is gosheshes. Again, that's a big sugya in the Bavli in Gittin and Daf Zayin. All the Rishonim discuss it there. Next line of the Mishnah where we're up to. Isa shinilot lo shebe mei peres chayeves pachala. A dough that was not made with water. It was made with mei peres, with fruit juice. Fruit juice means anything other than the seven liquids that are mitame, yad shach adam, the seven liquids mentioned in the Mishnah in Machshirin. Anything that was needed without that, so chayeves pachala, there's still a chayev chala. It's still a binder. Right? Chala does not have to be able to be makabal tuma for there to be a chiyav of chala. V'nechelas b'yadayim yisovo. It could be eaten with tuma hands, meaning it's a dough that's not makabal tuma because it never got wet with one of the seven liquids. There was no water used, so it's not susceptible to tuma, and therefore you don't have to wash your hands when you eat the dough of mei peros. But chayev es b'chala, it's chayev and chala because it's still bound up with the liquid that was put in. The Rasilio here notes that, one second, but don't we have a Xer Shava with matzah, right? Lechem with matzah, remember Daf Aleph. We had earlier that one of the two sources for limiting the Chiyuv of Challah to the five grains is its connection to matzah. Just like matzah and chametz only come from the five grains, so too the Chiyuv of Challah. So you can't be Yotze matzah with mei peros, with domei with mei peros. So why here? So the Rashi Elio quotes that the Gzeira Shava is not all-encompassing, meaning there are some unique halachas of matzah that don't transfer over. Right? Matzah is lechem oni. So lechem oni, so if you can't use mei peros, ve'afagav, says the Rashi Elio, the alfinon we learned earlier on Daf Aleph, lechem ipesach, u mei peros ein machmitzin, and mei peros cannot become chametz, tirates harashba, as he quotes the Rashba from the Piskei Chala, de lo lamdu elo lagabi minim haboim lidei chimutz. That Gzeira Shava is just teaching me the types, the five grains. Right? You don't say that every single, what, do you have to do bimafrish chala beheseba? Right, no, there's many halachas of matzah that don't apply. So that din of yadayim the minim of challah, that's all that's included in the gzeirah shava. Fine. Last line of the Mishnah: Ha'isha yosheves v'kotza chalasa aruma. A woman could sit and be mafresh challah naked. Well, what's the chiddush of that? Look, she could even make a bracha. She could even make a bracha, right? You cannot be mafrish chala lechadchila in a situation where you cannot make a bracha. So here the Mishnah is telling me that a woman could sit, because a woman's erva could be covered if she is sitting, and some Rishonim say that she puts her feet together, and she's covered. Avalo ha'ish. But a man can't do that, because a man, even sitting, his erva is revealed, and therefore he cannot make a bracha. And therefore, lechadchila, he cannot be mafresh. If it's mafresh chala, it works. But he can't make a bracha, right? Because the halacha is l'yira bacha ervas davar. You can't make a bracha when the erva is showing. Right, look at the Ras Elio. Avaloha ish shahagid va beitzim baltim. Right, the man's erva would be revealed. Va'aser minatora lahaskir shem shemayim arum. It's aser minatora to be maskir shem Hashem naked. Dechsev v'lo yira bacha ervas davar k'deisa perak mishemesu. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches. In Maseches Brachos. The Yar Zarua says that only the woman could be mafresh when the woman is naked. But if a man is sitting in front of a naked woman, then he can't. Right? We don't say that the she's not an erva for others. Right? So that's, again, because even a tepach b'isha, Yar Zarua, in Piskei Chal, in Chelek Beis, he says, v'nireh, Dafka lenyina isha atzma mo'ala masha paneh tochos b'karka lenyin sheyichol levarich aval lenyin sheyuchal ish levarich lefaneh kshi aruma. When a man afilu tefach echad afilu ishto asa levarich lefaneh, even if it's his wife, he didn't even want tefach, he cannot make a bracha levarich lefaneh kshi aruma. Like it says in Perek Mishamesu, then Rabbi Yitzchak tefach beisha erva, right? The ukimna beishto ubekriyishma shem tefach magula beishto, even tefach magula, you don't need makam atorfa, right? Even a lesser extreme erva of the woman, one is not allowed to make a bracha beforehand, right? There is the misquoted Aruch HaShulchan, that some say, oh, the Aruch HaShulchan says that a woman does not have to cover her hair bismanazeh, a married woman. That's how sometimes the Aruch HaShulchan is misquoted. And that is nothing farther from the truth. The Aruch HaShulchan does not say that. If you look on the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Kriyashma, he doesn't say that. He says that, obviously, a woman has to cover her hair when she's married, but since many women don't cover their hair bisman hazeh, so therefore saying kriyashma in front of a woman who doesn't have her hair covered, that's not called erva for that purpose. As we know, hair of a woman is different than other erva spots. I mean, haraya, that before she's married, she could walk around without her hair covered. Right, other parts of her body she has to have covered always. So that's all the Aruch HaShulchan says. And he cries from the fact that many don't. But it doesn't say that it's mutter. It says the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim, in Simen Ayin Hey, V'yata bo v'nitzaveach al pirtzos dorenu. That's a lashon of Heter. Let us scream about the pirtzo of our generation. Bavonoseinu harabim. Shezeh shanim rabos. Shenifritzu benos Yisrael ba'avon zeh. Many years. V'holchos begilu harosh. V'chol mashet sa'aku al zeh hu lo le'ezer v'lo lahoel. And nothing's helped. V'yata pascha ha'mispachas shahanesuos holchos b'saroseyen. K'mo absulos. You can't tell, nothing's covered. V'oilanu sha'olsa b'yameinu kach. Miyu, that's his lashon. So now he says, miyu al kapanim ledina nirish emutter lanalis palel ulevarech neged roshein hamagulos kivan sha'ata ruban holchos kach. Because it loses its status somewhat. V'havi ki mekomos hamagulim begufa. It's like mekomos hamagulim begufa. Therefore, maybe there's no hirhur, whatever you want to say, but that's his lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. That's in terms of erva. There is a big discussion in the, it starts with the, well, you can start with the Taz, you start with the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham will start with the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim. Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim. The Shulchan Aruch discusses there, that's the, why is this in Aruch Chaim, Simen Ches? Because Hilchos Tzitzis, the first place where the Shulchan Aruch talks about a Birchas HaMitzvah in Aruch Chaim, what's the first mitzvah? Tzitzis. So Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Ches, Yis'atif b'tzitzis v'yavarech me'umad. You should say the bracha standing. Yavarech me'umad. Says the Magen Avraham, Me'umad pirish habracha, v'ha'atifa shtein hayu b'amida. The bracha and the atifa should be standing. V'tzarech iyun, to be yoredeya, reisim in shinchavches, says the Magen Avraham, but look in yoredeya, it's in Hilchos Chala, mashma demotu levarech miyushav, v'mishna shlema, our mishnah is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that a woman can make the bracha, right, naked, sitting. Yosheves, v'kotza chalas aruma. One second, how could the Shulchan Aruch say in Hilchot Tzitzis that you have to make brachas mitzvah standing if by hafrashas chala she can make the bracha sitting? Says the Magen Avraham, fundamental difference between hafrashas chala and tzitzis. V'yesh lomar da hafrashas chala eina mitzvah kolkach de'eno ose elo l'sakein ma'achalo dumya d'shchita. Wow, what we would say, matir. When it comes to a mitzvah that's inherently a matir, then you're allowed to sit by the bracha, says the Magen Avraham. Unlike tzitzis, that's not a matir, that's just a mitzvah. Mitzvah b'alma always needs the bracha said standing. Only by a mitzvah that's a matir, that's the one that you can say sitting. This Magen Avraham is quoted by Rabbi Akiva Eger against the Taz. The Taz in the beginning of Yaradeya, Simon Aleph, Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Zayin in the Taz. That's where the Taz says that the bracha of Hafrash, Shumas, and Maisras is a mitzvah, not just a matir, meaning even if I have no intention of eating from the rest of the Tvua, there's a mitzvah to be mafresh. That's the language of the Taz. Taz Avo b'afrashas truma havi ikra bracha al mitzvah safrasha. Shari mitzvah safrasha chiyav alav afilu im eino rotze le'echo menatvua adayin. Wow. So it sounds like mitzvah. So on that Taz, Rekivi Eger says, really? Assuming there's no difference between afrashas chala and afrashas trumas and maisras. So this Taz, it's a mitzvah. Look at the Magen Avraham. It's a matir. Says Rekivi Eger, lo matzasi zeh. I assume there's no difference, says Rabbi Kivayger, between Hafreshas Chala and Truma, and therefore, I don't know what the Taz is getting at, that this is a mitzvah and not just a matir. Good, one other point related. Again, this is a huge topic. We're just touching some of the salient points, but there's a tshuva of the Gaonim, where the Gaonim talk about the chiyuv of chala, is it on the man or the woman? Hafreshas chala. It's on the man or the woman. So the Tshuvas HaGaonim discusses, Nishal Rabbeinu Hai, chiyuv chala al ha'ish o al ha'isha. Tanan, we learned on yesterday's daf, ha'omer kol garni truma v'kol isasi chala, sounds like a man. V'tanan ha'mafresh chala so kemach ena chala. Michal d'chiyuv chala al ha'ish, right, because all of those are male. Vitznan b'Shabbes, but it says at the end of Amalekin, Ashlosha ve'iras nashim meisos b'shas le'dasan al je'ein zehiris benida b'chalu v'alakasaner mechal shayisha chayves b'chala v'chem atzinu b'divrei gaonim sha'asu sidur hamitzvos asu chala michiyev hanashim. Right, the chala is on the women. Yilam deinu adonenu al mi hachova umi hu achayev bohen v'hanen ashalehen ha'ish shehu ba'al habayis ha'ikr o ha'isha shehi ba'alas hamalacha. Says Rabbeinu Hai, kach reinu shechiyev chala al mi sheha'isa misura lo lefosa im ha'ish v'ma'isha. Chala depends on whoever's being making the chala, whoever's making the dough. It's not on the man or the woman, whoever's making the dough. Vasher amartem ki ha'gaonim aso ha'chala mechiyev anashim. You're saying the gaonim made it on the women? Atu gaonim amru ki ha'ish sha'isa misura lo v'hu ofe eno chayev ha'chala. Did they say if a man's making a dough, there's no chiyev? Ela kiven sha'afiyah min ha'malachos sha'isha osa l'bayla. Because the Mishnah says in Ksubas Daf Nun Tes, in the Bavli, baking is one of the malachas that the woman does. Min ha'ga'olam sha'anashim ofos v'isa misura lahen dibru b'chachamim. Ula'olam kamacham sha'ish ofe. Who chayev? Right, it doesn't go by the man or the woman. Right, a woman generally does it, but that's not dafka because it is her. Not dafka because it is her chayev. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a nice remez on that Mishnah in Bava Malikin. Right, the Mishnah says there that women are punished b'shas le'dasan perek beis Mishnah vav in Bava Malikin. We say it Friday night. Nusach Ashkenaz al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas le'dasan al jehinan zehiras because they're not careful in nida, chala, and adlakas aner. Rabbi Kiva Eger notes, why is it not parallel? It should be nida, chala, ner. Right? Why is it nida, chala, hadlakas aner? If you want to say the hadlaka, you should say prisas nida, hafrashas chala, and hadlakas aner. Why do you emphasize one? It's not parallel. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, really, it should say nida, chala, ner. That would be shorter. But the Mishnah is emphasizing hadlakas aner is on the woman because the hachanas haner should be the man. Ha de lo tani stam ubiner, kemo de tani ubachala, velo tani ubahafrashas chala, hatana rotzala rames, lama de isa bitikune zohar, shabala bayis, yisake nesaneros, ve ishto tadlik, mishimhachi tani ubahadlakas haner, lomar de tikun lava la rami. He should do the tikun haner while she does the hadlakas haner. So that's why it emphasizes the halakha. Beautiful. So there's a lot more there in the Birchas HaMitzvah, Sugya, but we continue. Says the Gemara now, the top of Yud Zayin Amun Aleph. Peres Klutz Laretz V'chulu. Ksiv, how do I know? What's the makar for this halacha, that even if you have Peres Klutz Laretz that came into Eretz Yisrael, you're chayiv mida araisa. Ksiv, el ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama. That word shama is extra. What there? what I bring you there. Without that word, I know when you go there. Shama atem chayavim, einata chayavim chutz la'aretz. There you're chayav, even the Marafolda explains, there you're chayav on no matter what. Even a peiros that were brought in, tefuah that was brought in from chutz la'aretz. I'll read the Marafolda. Lomar lecha, shama be'eretz Yisrael atem chayavim, afilu be'peiros shebo mi'chutz la'aretz, aval be'chutz la'aretz, ein atem chayavim peiros chutz la'aretz. But in chutz la'aretz, not chayav. So if it's brought there to Eretz Yisrael, shama atem chayavim, ein atem chayavim chutz la'aretz. Tani, says the Gemara, zu divrei Rebbe Meir. So in the Mishnah, we had a reish and a seifa. The Mishnah said, tfuad, from Eretz Yisrael, that's brought to chutz la'aretz, tuvu of chutz la'aretz that's brought to Eretz Yisrael is chayiv. And what about the other way? There was a machlokas. So the Gemara says that version of the machlokas is only one version. Tani zu divrei Rebbe Meir. The machlokas, if peiros Eretz Yisrael went to chutz la'aretz and were needed there, Rebbe Kiva says pater, Rebbe Elazar says chayiv, that version of the machlokas is Rebbe Meir's version. Aval divrei Rebbe Yehuda says there's a machlokas in both directions. Even though our Mishnah has in the Reisha, Peiros Chutz La'aretz that came in is for sure Chayev. And the only Machlokas is Peiros Eretz Yisrael that went out. Rabbi Yehuda's version is that, no, Rabbi Eliezer is Poter on the way in also. Because Rabbi Eliezer says, this goes by how it grows, where it grows. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer says, this is more similar to a regular Mitzvah Tuli Ba'aretz. Aval Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Peiros Chutz La'aretz and Nichnasu La'aretz, Rabbi Eliezer Poter, Rabbi Kiva Machayev. Rabbi Eliezer says, Poter, even in that case, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara goes into the Shitas of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you might say they're more parallel, and one goes by, Rabbi Akiva always goes by where it is made into a dough and where it is baked, and Rabbi Eliezer always goes by where it grows. So it's smooth. Each Shita is smooth, but that's not what our Mishnah has. So let's see. But what are the Gemara goes through into? What are the shitas within Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer, my time, Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer always say that you go by where it grows? And even if you bring in chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be patur lechem ha'aretz, lo lechem chutz la'aretz. Could they have a gzeiras hakasif? Only lechem of Eretz Yisrael, not lechem of chutz la'aretz that's brought in. Right, that's going to be patur. Right, it sounds like there's a gzeiras hakasev, right? Well, some of the achronim say there's a gzeiras hakasev that if it's brought in, it's pater. Mashba, that without the gzeiras hakasev, we would think it's chayef. So it sounds like it's not a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. Without the pasuk, I would have thought that it is would have been chayef even do chutz la'aretz. Problem is, the next line. Rabbi Akiva also has a gzeiras hakasev in the opposite direction. My time with Rabbi Akiva, el ha'aretz asher ani mevi eschem shama. Shama atem chayavim, bein beperos aretz, bein beperos chutz la'aretz. So each has a gzeiras hakasev. So it's not. So usually without a gzeiras hakasev, you have the rule. So what would I have thought? That's a little tricky. A little tricky that Rashi and Tosfos discuss. Is chala a regular mitzvah tuliya ba'aretz? It's similar to, Tosfos knows that it's similar to a chovas aguf, because it's only after I need it. It doesn't go by what grows. Remember we had the discussion by bikurim also. Trumas and maestros for sure. It goes by, it grows. But bikurim, if I don't pick it, then there's no tevel. So it's not a regular mitzvah. Remember that the 2 days in Tosfos and Baal Basra that we've quoted often about Bikurim being connected to Basav HaChalav. But Rashi in Kiddushin Lamed Zayin has Chala on the list of mitzvah Tulias Baretz. Right? Tosfos there on Lamed Vav Mabez in Kiddushin discusses this. Should Chala be in the group? But here you have two Gzeras HaKasevs that go in opposite directions. The Aruch HaShulchan also in Yeridea. Second Aruch HaShulchan of the day. Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Chala. Yeridea Shin Chav Beis. Sif Yud quotes that we go like, we pass on like our Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. Fizeh, Gamtein. So there's more of a Chiv Chala from related to Chutz La'aretz because it's similar. Mechzi Kechovas Haguf. Velo Kechovas Karka. Kivan Shein Tali B'makam Agidol Shalatvua. So Aruch HaShulchan notes that Chala is different. Okay, back to the Gemara. So we have a two Gzeiras HaKasev, one for each of the Shitas. Now the Gemara goes into, what does each Shita do with the other one's Pasuk? My time with Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry, we read that. Ma Mekayim, Rabbi Eliezer, time with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer, who says you go by where it grows. What does he do with Rabbi Akiva's Pasuk? Rabbi Akiva has the Pasuk of Shama, the extra word Shama, Right? El Aretz Asher Ani Mivescham Shama. What does Rabbi Elazar do with that? So, in order to get an answer to that question, we have to have the following conversation. And after this conversation, we'll see an answer. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ba b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Hila b'shem Shimon Lakish, they all said, Kach Meshe Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, if two is brought in from Chus L'Eretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's still Pater. Rabbi Kiva says, 1 second. Einatem modeli, don't you admit to me, b'shah shenichnusu Yisrael la'aretz, when B'nai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, and remember, Chumas and Maestros were only Mechuyev after 14 years, but Chala was right away. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, umatzu kimachin ubitsekos, switch the gears, they found flour and doughs. Doughs already made by the Goyim before they came in. Shechayev and Chala, don't you agree that those doughs are Chayev and Chala? They came in, and yet even though those started B'shas Ptur, before B'nai Yisrael came in, there was no Chiyev. Once they came in, there's a chiyuv. So isn't that similar to Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael? So, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Elazar, don't you agree to me there that even though it started off in a pater situation, it became a chayiv situation, you're chayiv. V'lav gudulei paterein, didn't they grow pater, but now they're chayiv, and v'makabo minei. And Rabbi Elazar did not answer Rabbi Akiva, meaning he agrees. He must agree to the case. It doesn't say that he changed the shita, but it must be that Rabbi Eliezer holds of a chilek between the doughs that were made dough before B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, and then B'nai Yisrael came in, and Rabbi Elazar would agree that you're chayiv in that case, versus the case of Peiros Chutz La'aretz that were brought into Eretz Yisrael, that you'd be potter. Where did Rabbi Eliezer know that from? The case of the Bitsekos and the Kmachin that were found, where did he know that from? That's what he uses Rabbi Kiva's pasuk for. That's the Shama. Shama includes what they found when they went into Eretz Yisrael. What they found when they went in. Amar Rabbi Yossi just notes, he says, I don't know why Rabbi Elazar didn't have a good answer to Rabbi Akiva. Tamani! And how did Rabbi Akiva even ask the kasha? How can he dare to have such a comparison? Eich Rabbi Akiva Mosevis Rabbi Eliezer, Vu Makabo Mine. How did he even ask that? And I don't understand how he asked the question. There's such an obvious distinction. And how he didn't answer as if he accepted the comparison. Right, again, Rabbi Akiva compared the dough that was made in Eretz Yisrael before the Jews went in. It was made by the Goyim, and then they went in. Everybody agrees there that dough was chayv and challah. Rabbi Akiva says, so too you should say dough brought from flour brought from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael into a makam chayv. That should also be chayv. And Rabbi Elazar did an answer as if he accepts the, no, there's a difference between them. But he didn't explain it. So Rabbi Yossi says, there's a big difference. Taman, Achlo Nichrusula. This is an unbelievable line. We could spend hours on this line. Achlo Nichrusula Lamafreya Yarshu. When B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, once they went in, look at that word, Lamafreya. It was always theirs. It wasn't something new. Maybe this means retroactive. It was always there from the days of Avram Avinu. So really, it wasn't a pure Makom Ptur. Damar Efuna B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Here's the drasha. Lazaracha etain ein ksivkan elo lazaracha nasati. Kfar nasati. Wow. To Avram Avinu, it doesn't say, I will give to your children. I have already given. I've already given? What do you mean I've already given? Once they go in, retroactively, it'll be yours from today. From today, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu. So, Rabbi Yossi can't understand why Rabbi Lazar didn't answer that to Rabbi Akiva, and how Rabbi Akiva even asked the Kasha. There's a big difference. And maybe he was quiet, but maybe that's what he holds. He didn't change his shita, but he holds that chilek. There's a big difference. But Israel, once they went in, it was always considered theirs. That's Lazaracha Nasati. And there is other evidence in Chazal for this beautiful idea that it was always ours. Remember the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Tesamat Aleph. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about Slafchad. Slafchad, that the a Bechor gets a double portion, and the question was asked that the Bnos Slafchad wanted the double portion. Their father wasn't only, they didn't only want their father's chelek, but their father was a Bechor. So they wanted the double portion for the Bechor. So they asked the Gemara, what do you mean? It's ra'ui, right? A Bechor only gets double with what's muchsak, what the father has at the time that he dies. But anything that he's owed that's ra'ui, he doesn't get a double portion. Answers the Gemara, Baba Basra, Kuf Yates, Ella Amar Rabba, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. It's Muchzekes. Rashbam, there, Ashminan de Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi, Lohen Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vafu Yishadayin Lo Nechusuba. See, at least go to Yitzias Mitzrayim, even though they didn't go in yet. But even more mefurish, Avodah Zarah daf nun gimel. Gemara in Avodah Zarah Bavli nun gimel amabes. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara is talking there about the goyim that assered certain items in Eretz Yisrael before we went in. Michdi. So ask the Gemara. Why don't we say Ein Adam Oser Dovar Sheino Shalo? Michdi Yerusha Hilahem Avoseim. Really, everything in Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. Ve'ein Adam Oser Dovar Sheino Shalo. Right, and therefore, how could the goyim aser by bowing down? V'im Yishum Hanach Demei Yikara Bebitulei Ba'al Masag Giloi Kimi Mevatel. Ella must be once the Jews worship the Egel, that was basically being Megala Daitam, that they don't mind the Avodah Zarah. They don't mind. And that, but fundamentally, Eretz Yisrael belongs to us, and therefore we would say, Ein Adam Oser Dovar Sheino Shalo. That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi says in our Gemara about Lezaracha Nasati. It already belongs to Eretz Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael. And that's why there could be a Chiyuv of Chala. That could be the Chiyuv of Chala before Jews actually went in. That's a difference between bringing from Chutz Laretz. So, what do we just say? What does Rabbi Eliezer do with Rabbi Akiva's Pasuk? What does he include in Shama? Shama includes the does that were there when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So what about the opposite now? Mamakai Rabbi Akiva, Taimaj Rabbi Eliezer, Lechem Haaretz. Rabbi Eliezer uses Lechem Haaretz, only Lechem Haaretz is Chayef, not Lechem Chutz Laretz. What does Rabbi Akiva do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Akiva says, even Lechem Chutz Laretz, if it's brought in, it's going to be Chayef. What we had in the Mishnah, Besvina Shenichlusu La'aretz. But what about the boat? The boat that came into the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Im Kir Mupanea. Rabbi Kiva says you don't go by, when's the Chiv of Chala? Chiv of Chala is not only by the kneading, but Kir Mupanea. That's when it becomes bread. Im Kir Mupanea, if the top of the, during the baking process, once it gets toasty, the top of the, that, if that happens, Menachuf Elefnim, if that happens within the borders, the imaginary line of the water territory into the Mediterranean, close to Eretz Yisrael, if that's where Kirim Panim happens, Chayevis, and Chayev, Menachuf Elechus Petura, but if it happens outside that line, then Pater. So Rabbi Akiva uses Rabbi Elezer's line, there is a limit, meaning if the whole dough is baked in Chutz La'aretz, then obviously there's no Chayev of Chala. Daraisa. But if it's baked within, then you're going to be chayef. Fine. I'll die to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says, once it comes in to Eretz Yisrael, so then there's a chayef, he svinta, he isas guy, he achnasasan. It will have the same din of the boat coming in, if as long as the baking happens late, or if you bake, even if a guy had the isa, but you bake it when it gets to the hands of a Jew, or when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, achnasasan, shakol holech achar krima batanur. That's Rabbi Akiva's shita. There's only one case where Rabbi Elazar would agree. That's what we said in Amud Aleph. Modim Chacham Rabbi Akiva in the last case. Pachnasasan la'aretz, shakol holech achar krima batanur. Why? How do you know that he agrees to that? Because he didn't argue on Amud Aleph when Rabbi Akiva asked that kasha. Minmad Rabbi Akiva masav Rabbi Elazar v'umakabal minei. Rabbi Akiva asked that kasha on Amud Aleph. He didn't answer. He didn't say, come on, I don't agree with that. No, he didn't say, I don't agree. So he must hold of a distinction, as Rabbi Yossi says. Why didn't, it's an obvious distinction. Why didn't he answer it? But that is the only case that Rabbi Elazar would agree. Special din based on the limud. The limud of the pasuk that includes it from Shama. Rabbi Yonah Ba'i, Kum Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yonah, the following question. B'shashen Nechrusi Yisrael La'aretz. When Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, Umatzu Kamalecha. When they went into Eretz Yisrael and they found grown grain, fresh, moist grain, it was towards the end of its growth, right? It grew, took root a while ago. Ma'ushli asur mishem chadash. Is it asur? Meaning, what's the issue? Meaning, we know if something takes root before the isur of chadash, chadash is matirit. But if it takes root after, chadash is a matirit. But here it took root before the isur of, before the whole idea of chadash was in the world. Before Bnei Yisrael came in, everything was mutter. So here, this took root before the Isser even came into existence. So maybe there, you won't need the Chadash. Maybe there, you wouldn't need the Chadash to Matir. That's the question. Right? Maybe it was took root early enough before the Isser of Chadash came into existence, and therefore, maybe it's not Asser. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yirmi answered, Lamalo, no, it's Asser. So what, it took root early? It took root before. Now you have the laws of Chadash, and this grain took root before, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So the Gemara says, Ad kedun lacha, find the new grain from this year. Afil v'yavesha, what if you have grain from the previous year? It's all dried out. You're going to tell me now that Bnei Yisrael went in, all the grain, even from last year's grain, is going to be Aser? Amar Leir, Rabbi Yirmiya says, yeah. Afil v'yavesha, afil v'ketsura. even dried out, even totally cut grain, is going to be usur mishum chadash. Says the Gemara, me'ata afilu chitin ba'aliyah. But even if it's in the attic, meaning all grain is usur till chadash is the omer is brought, then you got a problem, says Rabbi Yonah. Kach ani omer lo yochlu yisrael matzah below Pesach. That first year, what they do for the mitzvah matzah? They came in on the 10th of Nisan. They had to eat matzah on the Tesvav. They're not bringing the carbon until Tazayin. So if you're telling me that everything that was in Eretz Yisrael is included in the Isra of Chadash, there's a problem. Would they have eaten matzah that year? So the answers for this will have to wait. But the interesting, I saw the Chassam Sofer wonders here, this suffix of the Gemara, of, you know, when they came in, maybe it was already took root and totally grew everything already, so it's not going to be Nasar. So he says, maybe that's a similar question to what the Gemara asks in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, and that's the question of if Bnei Yisrael had meat that they brought in before the Basar Nechira, right? In the Midbar, they didn't have to do Shechita. They only had to do Shechita maybe on Kachim. So if they had Basar Nechira left over when they went to Eretz Yisrael, could they still eat it? Because at the time that they killed the animal, it was mutter. So do you say the heter, you know, is brought over? So maybe it's similar here. Do you say it was mutter before when Yisrael came in, the heter is brought over, so to speak? Or do you say the Chassam Sofer says maybe there's a difference? Because there, that meat was going to be usher forever. There was never going to be a time that it was going to become mutter. Here, maybe the Rishami is building on that question. Even if you say that's mutter, maybe this should be usher, because it's like a davar. It's a like a davar sheish lamatirin. Right? There's, if you look in the Gemara there in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara asks about this Basar Nechira they brought in. Rashi says, Jerosh v'kabel schar. This says, no nafkamina. No nafkamina nowadays, right? What do I need to know about that meat? So the Rosh there says, no, there could be a nafkamina. Be a nafkamina. If somebody says, it's usher for me to eat hamburgers starting from next Tuesday, and then I have a hamburger left over that I had already prepared, and then next Tuesday comes. Maybe I only meant new hamburgers. What I had left over, right, the Sharmas Yana Balacha there in Chulin says, another nafkamina, that rosh is brought by some achronim that talk about if you have leftovers from Shabbos Chazon, could you eat it during the 9 days? It's leftovers. So some say it's mutter because it's a raya from this rosh, from this shaila. Interesting. But Rashi said that there's no nafkamina lamaisa. Okay, we'll have to stop there. We'll have to get to some of the answers of Asi Dochalosa, say, in the next year.